Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include European Parliament hearing urges actions to curb organ harvesting by the CCP. 76-year-old woman dies 3 days after being brought home unconscious from prison. Peru. Italian consul says artwork telling the story of Falun Gong must be shown all over the world. Stockholm, Sweden. Tourists thank practitioners for telling them about Falun Dafa. Severe vehicle crash becomes an amazing cultivation experience. And Romania, introducing Falun Dafa in Craiova. Now for the stories.
European Parliament hearing urges actions to curb organ harvesting by the CCP. Organ harvesting is one of the worst human rights violations imaginable, and it is hard to fathom that a state could systematically take so many innocent lives for their organs, said Peter van Dalen, a member of the European Parliament, on November 29th. Mr. van Dalen made this remark at a hearing held by the European Parliament's Subcommittee on Human Rights. During this event, legal experts, witnesses, MEPs, and other officials called for the European Union as well as the United Nations to take action to stop organ harvesting by the Chinese Communist Party. The China Tribunal, an independent tribunal investigating allegations of forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China, released a judgment on this issue in June 2019, stating that forced organ harvesting has been committed for years throughout China on a significant scale, and Falun Gong practitioners have been one and probably the main source of organ supply. Sir Jeffrey Nice, QC chair of the China Tribunal, spoke at the hearing. He said that the tribunal examined the evidence in detail and its members then reached a unanimous conclusion that forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience has been practiced in China for a long time. MEPs from different counties who attended the hearing strongly condemned the organ harvesting crimes committed by the CCP. They urge the European Parliament to take action to curb organ harvesting and enhance organ transplant regulation as well as transparency. Dominic Porter from the European External Action Service, an agency connected with the Foreign and Defense Ministry of the EU, said that the EU strongly condemned the crime of organ harvesting in China because it is inhumane and immoral. He said that respect for human rights is not optional. It is a basic requirement that we should all follow, including in the field of organ donation and organ transplantation. He emphasized that human rights conditions will continue to be a focal point at multilateral forums for EU human rights actions.
A 76-year-old woman dies 3 days after being brought home unconscious from prison. Ms. Liu Xuhua died 3 days after she was carried home unconscious by prison guards in mid-October 2021, a few weeks before her scheduled release of November 9th. She had been serving a 6-year prison term for practicing Falun Gong, an ancient spiritual discipline. Ms. Liu, from Chaoyang City, Liaoning Province, was arrested during a police sweep on November 9, 2015. Over 100 Falun Gong practitioners were arrested that day, targeted for filing criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, former leader of the Chinese Communist Party, for initiating the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. A special task force was created by the Chaoyang City 610 Office and the Political and Legal Affairs Committee, both extrajudiciary agencies tasked with orchestrating the persecution. The task force ordered police to ransack the practitioners' homes and force them to sign statements promising to withdraw their criminal complaints against Jiang and force them not to file such complaints in the future. Those who refused were detained for an extended period of time or sentenced. Ms. Liu Shuhua, who refused to give in to the authorities, was sentenced to a 6-year prison term on March 8, 2016, to be served in the Liaoning Province Women's Prison. After 6 years of torture, Ms. Liu was carried home by prison guards in mid-October. Emaciated and unconscious, she passed away 3 days later. She was 76 years old. According to available data, at least 37 Falun Gong practitioners have been persecuted to death in the Liaoning Province Women's Prison, and many have been tortured to the point of mental collapse and disability.
Peru. Italian consul says artwork telling the story of Falun Gong must be shown all over the world. Italian consul Federico Ventra Ferro was deeply moved after viewing the art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance exhibition, and explained, "I learned about Falun Dafa in India. Though the paintings describe startling scenes, it is necessary to exhibit them all over the world. It is very meaningful to have the exhibition in the city of Ecuador to let people understand the cruel persecution experienced by practitioners." The Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition was held for the first time at the Amazon Museum in Ecuador, a city in northern Peru, on November 12th through 26th, 2021. Mr. Federico Ventra Ferro, the principal of an art school in the city, and other dignitaries participated in the opening ceremony. After viewing the art exhibition, local residents said that this was the first time they learned about Falun Dafa and the Chinese Communist Party's 22-year-long persecution of practitioners in China. An architect who spoke at the opening ceremony emphasized that the art exhibit conveys the message of peace and justice. He said, "Art exhibitions like the Falun Dafa Association's one are important because they express the feelings of tens of thousands of people who are persecuted and whose human rights are violated. The exhibition conveys the message of peace and justice. It is necessary in this era." A lawyer said during the ceremony that the paintings clearly outlined the misery of the Chinese people under the CCP's control. He said he hopes that this menace that has caused great harm to the world will end as soon as possible. He wished the exhibition success and congratulated the organizers. Several radio and TV media outlets in Iquitos covered the opening ceremony.
Stockholm, Sweden. Tourists thank practitioners for telling them about Falun Dafa. Every Saturday afternoon, people walking from Stockholm's city center to the Old Town can see Falun Dafa practitioners at the public square, Mintergat. When they learn how practitioners are mistreated in China by the Chinese Communist Party for their spiritual beliefs, many passers-by are deeply moved. One said, "Thank you for being kind and courageous. This information is important." Located next to the Parliament House, Mintergat is a popular tourist attraction. In contrast to other protest groups, Falun Dafa practitioners have always been calm and peaceful, including when they explained the brutal suppression in China. Many people said they were touched by their peace and energy. Some decided to learn the exercises. Cynthia from Chile and her husband live in northern Sweden. After signing the petition calling for an end to the atrocities in China, they talked with a practitioner for a long time. She specifically thanked the practitioners for raising awareness of the brutality in China by the CCP. She said, "Obviously, communism's goal is to destroy moral values and bring down mankind. It is so clear now." She said that the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are very good. They help us follow our conscience, something very critical for our society, she added. Stockholm resident Basil said he could feel practitioners' sincerity and kindness when he spoke with them on November 27th. "This place is usually crowded and noisy," he explained, but as soon as I got close to your booth, I could tell this was a peaceful field, which is really wonderful. Having traveled to many countries and seen many things, he said forced organ harvesting by the CCP is very vicious. The regime treats individual lives like numbers. It not only covered up the pandemic inside China, but also led to its spreading around the globe. Basil said practitioners are good and courageous people. My heart will stay with you, practitioners, he said. Your kindness will make people and the world a better place.
Severe vehicle crash becomes an amazing cultivation experience. I refilled the gas tank of my scooter on the morning of March 19, 2014, before going out to talk to people about Falun Dafa. The poor quality of the gas caused my scooter engine to keep stalling. On my way home, I decided to go to a gas station across the street to replace the gas in the tank. As I was riding across the street, the engine stalled again and a speeding semi-truck crashed into me. I lost consciousness. When I woke up, two people were holding my arms. I later learned that they were the truck driver and his wife. I told them that I felt fine. I noticed that my scooter was on the ground about 20 feet away and the semi-truck was 20 yards away. When the wife said, "You have cuts on your hand and your head," I remembered that Master had taught us not to cause others trouble. I told her, "I am fine, you can leave." A bystander asked for my phone number and called my family. My husband, daughter, and son-in-law quickly arrived. The driver called an ambulance, and when the paramedics arrived, I was taken to the hospital. The doctor told me that I had a 3.5-inch cut on my head and the flesh was exposed. The swelling caused a big bump on my head. When the doctor wanted to stitch it up, I declined, saying, "It's not necessary. Please just rinse it off." The doctor disagreed with me. The driver told me that he would pay for all the medical procedures. I still insisted on not getting the stitches. When we left the hospital and returned to the scene of the accident, my husband told the driver's wife, "My wife practices Falun Dafa. She won't cause you any trouble. She won't take a dime from you. Don't worry." Before the couple drove away, the driver took 2,000 yuan and said to my daughter, "This is for your mother to buy a new jacket and fix her scooter." My daughter said to him, "You heard my mother in the car. So did we. We won't take your money." The driver said, "I really ran into a good person. If your mother chose to stay in the hospital, it would cost me a fortune. I would have lost my job and my truck." To reassure the driver, my family refused to write down his name or phone number. Instead, my husband left his phone number with the driver. The deep gash on my head had already started to close up and heal by the following day.
Romania, introducing Falun Dafa in Craiova. Falun Dafa practitioners in Romania recently held activities to introduce Falun Dafa in the historic city of Craiova on November 12th through 14th, 2021. The Information Day events were held at a local shopping center. There were more people than usual in this area during the practitioners' activities. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and offered a variety of materials to the public, including a monthly Romanian language booklet reporting on the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China, handmade origami lotus flowers, and calendars with information about the practice. They also collected petition signatures to call on the president of Romania to condemn the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners persecuted for their faith in China. During all 3 days of the event in Craiova, Falun Dafa practitioners also went to a local park, their weekly practice site, and did the exercises together. Many people came to the park to watch the exercises, and for some, to start practicing. The harmonious atmosphere of the practice environment and the natural setting encouraged communications between the new and veteran practitioners, as well as casual visitors. During the fifth exercise, the sitting meditation, a husband and wife came by and sat in the meditation position directly on the grass, even though it was wet and cold. A practitioner went over to them and gave them a blanket to sit on, then explained the exercise. As she listened to the instructions and performed the exercise, the woman's eyes filled with tears, and she said she was deeply amazed by what she felt in her body. Tears began to flow down her face, which had become very bright. As they were leaving, the husband said that the wife had recently undergone back surgery. The practitioners, who came from all over Romania, concluded that the day's events had reached a lot of people, even in the restrictive conditions of the time. They believe that it was all possible due to their constant cooperation, compassion, and tolerance. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.